Section 122 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org by Christopher Pannear. June 22, 2007. Section 9. Conversational Phrases. A most extraordinary idea. 1,000 hopes for your success. Accept my best wishes. All that is conjectured. Allow me to congratulate you. An unfortunate comparison, don't you think? And even if it were so, then how am I to thank you? And in the end, what are you going to make of it? And yet the explanation does not wholly satisfy me. Apparently, I was wrong. Are we wandering from the point? Are you a trifle bored? Are you fully reconciled? Are you not complicating the question? Are you prepared to go to that length? Are you still obdurate? As it happens, your conjecture is right. Assuredly, I do. At first blush, it may seem frantic. B. Banish such thoughts. But are you not taking a slightly one-sided point of view? But consider for a moment. But I look at the practical side. But I wander from my point. But now, I'll confide something to you. But perhaps I'm hardly fair when I say that. But seriously speaking, what is the use of it? But surely, that is inconsistent. But that's a tremendous hazard. But the thing is simply impossible. But there's one thing you haven't said. But wait, you haven't heard the end. But what do you, yourself, think about it? But who could foresee what was going to happen? But you are open to persuasion. But you do not know for certain. But you must tell me more. By a curious chance, I know it very well. By no means desirable, I think. C. Can I persuade you? Can you imagine anything so horrible? Certain circumstances make it undesirable. Certainly not, if it displeases you. Certainly, with the greatest pleasure. Come, where's your sense of humor? Consult me when you want me, at any time. D. Decidedly so. Dine with me tomorrow night, if you are free. Do I presume too much? Do I seem very ungenerous? Do not misunderstand me. Do not the circumstances justify it? Don't be so dismal, please. Don't delude yourself. Don't let me encroach on your good nature. Don't think I am unappreciative of your kindness. Do you attach any particular meaning to that? Do you know I envy you that? Do you know what his chief interests are now? Do you mind my making a suggestion? Do you press me to tell? Do you really regard him as a serious antagonist? Do you think there is anything ominous in it? Does it please you so tremendously? Does it seem incredible? E. Either way is perplexing. Eminently proper, I think. Everyone looks at it differently. Excuse my bluntness. F. Fanciful, I should say. For the simplest of reasons. Forgive me if I seem disobliging. Fortunate, to say the least. Frankly, I don't see why it should. Frugal, to a degree. Fulsome praise, I call it. G. Give me your sympathy and counsel. Glorious to contemplate. Good, that is at least something. Gratifying, I am sure. H. Happily, there are exceptions to every rule. Has it really come to that? Have I incurred your displeasure? Have you any rooted objection to it? Have you anything definite in your mind? Have you reflected what the consequences might be to yourself? He does me too much honor. He feels it acutely. He has a queer conception of the properties. He is a poor dissembler. He is anything but obtuse. He is so ludicrously wrong. He is the most guileless of men. He was so extremely susceptible. He writes uncommonly clever letters. Heaven forbid that I should wound your sensibility. His sense of humor is unquenchable. How amiable you are to say so. How can I tell you how much I have enjoyed it all? How can I thank you? How can you be so unjust? How delightful to meet you. How does the idea appeal to you? How droll you are. How extraordinary. How intensely interesting. How perfectly delightful. How utterly abominable. How very agreeable this is. How very interesting. How very surprising. How well you do it. However, I should like to hear your views. Human nature interests me very much indeed. End of section 122. This recording is in the public domain.